Hello, and welcome to another edition of the LinuxQuestions.org podcast. As you probably noticed if you're a regular listener, last week during Thanksgiving, I did skip the podcast. Because of that, I'm going to jump right into the news and skip the LQ updates for the week. Since the last podcast, there's basically been a ton of news about the recent Microsoft Novell deal. Because of that, in this podcast, I'd like to cover all the different things that did happen, and then I'd basically like to wrap the conversation up on this topic and move on. While it is a fairly big topic and is something that's just been getting a ton of coverage, there is a lot of other news going on, and I don't want this to kind of monopolize everything. So this podcast is basically going to be dedicated to that topic, and then unless something further huge gets released, I probably will not be covering it too much after that. The first thing I'm going to cover is Microsoft CEO says Linux uses our intellectual property. And this didn't take long, and I think a lot of people saw this coming. Here's a quote from the Computer World article. Quote, in comments confirming the open source community suspicions, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer Thursday declared his belief that the Linux operating system infringes on Microsoft's intellectual property. In a question and answer session after his keynote speech at the Professional Association for SQL Server, which is the PASS conference in Seattle, Ballmer said Microsoft was motivated to sign a deal with SUSE Linux distributor Novell earlier this month because Linux uses our intellectual property and Microsoft wanted to, quote, get the appropriate economic return for our shareholders from our innovation. Novell pays us some money for the right to tell customers that anyone who uses SUSE Linux is appropriately covered, Ballmer said. This is important to us because otherwise we believe every Linux customer basically has an undisclosed balance sheet liability. End quote. And the full transcript of the conversation is available in quite a few different places on the web. So I think this makes it a little more clear now what Microsoft's intentions were with this deal. At least Ballmer is being a little more forthcoming than in some previous situations. And here's another quote. So we built a technology bridge, and we built an IP bridge, and a commercial framework that supports that. Novell said to us, hey, look, if you're serious about this stuff, you better help us promote SUSE Linux. To which we said, you know we're trying to sell Windows. That's what we do for a living. Windows, 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 baby. We don't do Linux that way here. What we agreed, which is true, is we'll continue to try to grow Windows share at the expense of Linux. That's kind of our job. But to the degree that people are going to deploy Linux, we want SUSE Linux to have the highest percent share of that, because only a customer who has SUSE Linux has actually paid properly for the use of intellectual property from Microsoft. End quote. So the question now really becomes, will Microsoft move forward with litigation, or are they just trying to create enough uncertainty in the Linux market to hinder Linux adoption? I'd guess they may not have a solid plan yet, and it could potentially go either way. One thing that might hold them back from litigation, really, is something a little bit like the mutually assured destruction of the Cold War. See, if they start the patent suits flying, then IBM and Sun and others, who also just have massive amounts of patents, could retaliate. The result would almost certainly be ugly for Microsoft, and probably would be bad for pretty much everyone in general. Then you have the fact that the EU, and to I guess a lesser extent also the Department of Justice, may also be weighing on the mind of Microsoft if they were to sue. I'm sure they don't want another monopoly headache than they already have, and of course that EU suit is still going. As for Novell, I think they're now realizing that the community is strongly against this. It will be interesting to see if this has any impact on their bottom line over the next 3 or 4 quarters. So now in response to this, and this is also a Computer World article, Linux users to Microsoft, what balance sheet liability? And this article basically covers the reaction of a couple CIOs to the Microsoft Novell agreement. From the article, quote, I do not believe that my company has an undisclosed balance sheet liability, Russ Donnan, CIO at business information provider Kroll Factual Data, said in an email response to questions from Computer World about the Microsoft deal. Kroll Factual, a Loveland, Colorado-based subsidiary of global services provider Marsh & McLennan, uses Red Hat Linux servers along with Windows servers in its data center. Donnan, who described himself as not a huge fan of software patents, said the threat of such a liability would not in any way influence whether Kroll would stick with Red Hat or move to SUSE or even Windows. Steve Ballmer is posturing for mindshare to enterprise executives, knowing it will have little to no impact on IT executives, he said. Barry Strasnick, CIO of North Quincy, Massachusetts financial services provider City Street LLC, was even more emphatic. Like many IT executives, I took great offense to Ballmer's comments, Strasnick wrote in an email. City Street uses Red Hat Linux widely in its data centers. If Microsoft really thinks there's some code in Linux that violates their patents, they should publish those lines of code immediately instead of just posturing in the press. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt may have worked for IBM in the 1970s. Some of us are old enough to have been around then, but not today. And Microsoft's assertions might even backfire. There were some applications I had been thinking about moving to a Microsoft platform, but that has now totally alienated me from Microsoft, Strasnick said. Now, as I've mentioned previously, I think if Ballmer was using this as a sort of a litmus test to see how things would play out, I think the response he got was pretty clear. You'd think if Microsoft really thought they had a legitimate case, they probably would have, or at least potentially would have, sued already. But the problem is not only whether Microsoft code exists in Linux, but also whether Linux code exists in Microsoft products. And as I just mentioned, one litigation would set off a chain of others, and I think in the end, the open source community could almost certainly get rid of any offending code, if there is any, quicker and with much less collateral damage than Microsoft could. Keep in mind that due to the nature of the open code that Linux and other open source projects have, patent violations are much less likely to exist than in the closed nature of Microsoft code, where things can, in effect, just be hidden. Another good thing to see, based on some of those quotes, was that the industry seems to have gotten a bit wiser to these kinds of issues. I'd say in no small part due to the recent SCO fiasco. It seems that at least industry tech executives are acutely aware, at this point, that claims like this are FUD. Not only that, you can see FUD now disenfranchises and even alienates people, which really is great. The industry could really be at a watershed moment here. One that marks the beginning of a time when the consumer is the one in charge and not the monopoly. And of course, we still have a long road ahead there, but it's the rays of light like this one that recharge your batteries, rejuvenate your passion, and really remind you that you are on the right path. Now, for those of you wondering how Novell would react to some of this, they have published an open letter to the community. And here's a quote from that letter. Quote, "Our interest in signing this agreement was to secure interoperability and joint sales agreements, but Microsoft asked that we cooperate on patents as well, and so a patent cooperation agreement was included as part of the deal. In this agreement, Novell and Microsoft each promise not to sue the other's customers for patent infringement. The intended effect of this agreement was to give our joint customers peace of mind that they have the full support of the other company for their IT activities. Novell has a significant patent portfolio, and in reflection of this fact, the agreement we signed shows the overwhelming balance of payments being from Microsoft to Novell. Since our announcement, some parties have spoken about the patent agreement in a damaging way and with a perspective that we do not share. We strongly challenge those statements here. We disagree with the recent statements made by Microsoft on the topic of Linux and patents. Importantly, our agreement with Microsoft is in no way an acknowledgement that Linux infringes upon any Microsoft intellectual property. When we entered into the patent cooperation agreement with Microsoft, Novell did not agree or admit that Linux or any other Novell offering violates Microsoft's patent. Our stance on software patents is unchanged by the agreement with Microsoft. We want to remind the community of Novell's commitment to, and prior actions in support of, furthering the interests of Linux and open source, and creating an environment of free and open innovation. We have a strong patent portfolio, and we have leveraged that portfolio for the benefit of the open source community." End quote. So I think now, given this information, it's becoming clear that Novell may have underestimated the negative response from the community. They may also not have been expecting Ballmer to do what he did, which certainly made the situation much, much worse for them. As soon as Ballmer starts saying things like undisclosed balance sheet liability, that's really when things escalated. But having Novell stand up clear on the issue is a good thing, and it should help to quell fears that Microsoft is using this agreement to plan something nefarious. Microsoft, as you may have guessed, has already responded to this open letter. And here's a snippet from that. It's available in its entirety on the Microsoft site. Quote, "Microsoft and Novell have agreed to disagree on whether certain open source offerings infringe Microsoft's patents and whether certain Microsoft offerings infringe Novell's patents. The agreement between our two companies puts in place a workable solution for customers for these issues without requiring an agreement between our two companies on infringement. Both of our companies are fully committed to moving forward with all of the important work under these agreements. The agreements will advance interoperability between Windows and Linux and put in place a new intellectual property bridge between proprietary and open source software. Customers and participants throughout our industry will clearly benefit from these results. We at Microsoft respect Novell's point of view on the patent issue, even while we respectfully take a different view. Novell is absolutely right in stating that it did not admit or acknowledge any patent problems as part of entering into the patent collaboration agreement. At Microsoft, we undertook our own analysis of our patent portfolio and concluded that it was necessary and important to create a patent covenant for customers of these products. We are gratified that such a solution is now in place. End quote. So, and once again on the bright side, if Microsoft was using this to test the waters, then the decisive and united response from not only the community, but the very rapid and public response from Novell itself should have sent the correct message, I think. We will fight for what we believe in, and we will do so in an educated and organized manner. And that's important. It's not like everyone just went off the handle. Things, with of course a few exceptions aside, have been very organized and I think done properly. And I also think it's important that Microsoft has now publicly admitted that Novell didn't sign the agreement with the idea that there was patent infringement or anything of that nature. So the next part of the story I have in this is Novell dumps the Hoola project. So a conspiracy theorist of the open source community, I'm sure, are going to unite on this one. Novell has just dropped official support for Hoola shortly after announcing that agreement that I've been talking so much about with Microsoft. For those of you unfamiliar with Hoola, here's a little snippet from the original press release, and this is from just over 18 months ago. Novell today announced the formation of Hoola, a new community project to create an open-source collaboration server. The server will provide innovative calendar and mail functionality, filling a major void among open-source offerings. Hoola will be based on code taken from Novell's Netmail collaboration server product, an award-winning proven technology foundation with an install base of more than 4 million users. Novell has donated the core components of Netmail to provide a starting point for the Hoola project. Hoola today includes standards-based email, calendaring, and address book functionality that can scale to 250,000 registered users on a single PC with 50,000 simultaneous connected users. Novell's contribution of such a significant product into open source, more than 200,000 lines of source code, demonstrates Novell's continuing commitment to promote open source, as well as the company's deepening involvement in helping to lead key community initiatives. End quote. So the question, do I think Novell ditching their Exchange replacement is directly related to the recent Microsoft deal? Realistically, almost certainly, probably not. I know it's hard for some to believe, but it's not always about Microsoft. The truth is, the project never really seemed to gain a ton of traction, and that is a shame, because an open source Exchange replacement is just a critical missing piece right now, and I just cannot stress that enough, absolutely critical. I see many shops using Windows on the server, and in some cases they end up actually ditching Linux on the server, not really for technical reasons, but just in an effort to only have one server platform, solely because of Exchange. It's also a shame because Hoola did show a lot of promise. Well, I thought it was kind of odd that they chose to rewrite some of the core services instead of just using some tried and true things like PostFix. Some of the features Hoola promised looked very, very nice. Now, luckily, the project lives on, and in the open source spirit, I hope someone picks it up. Without a corporate sponsor, though, it's unlikely a project like this will get much enterprise uptake. It could, of course, still be a community success, though. Luckily, Zimbra just keeps getting better and better every time I look at it. With SOX compliance promised soon, Zimbra could be well-positioned to give Exchange a run for its money. The last story on the topic, Credit Suisse writes off Novell. And this is just kind of a quick one. While I expected Novell to just take kind of a beating from the open source community for the patent part of the recent deal, I didn't expect them to take a beating from Wall Street. If anything, I kind of expected them to get rewarded by the street, and they did a little bit. It looks like at least one analyst, though, has actually downgraded Novell as a direct result of this deal, and aside from just the deal, the community reaction to the deal. This is from a Syscon article. Quote, Credit Suisse analyst Jason Maynard took down Novell on Monday, grading it at underperform. He reckons the flurry in its stock after its alliance with Microsoft was based on a one-time event, Microsoft paying Novell $308 million net, and that the 10% appreciation in the stock isn't sustainable. Rather than provide a growth engine for the company, he wrote in a note, we think Novell's Linux patent deal with Microsoft will hurt the company's standing in the open source community. We don't see Microsoft providing a sustainable lift to Novell's distribution woes. With Oracle entering the market, we doubt there will be enough room to support needed market share gains. Finally, Novell's legacy network business continues to decline, and the level at which revenues can be sustained is unknown. End quote. So, obviously, it's clear that Novell was having some business issues, and that's the reason they now have a new CEO. But to see, quote, will hurt the company's standing in the open source community in an analyst downgrade, I think is a first time for me. You have to wonder right now what the C-level execs at Novell are thinking, and it would definitely be interesting to get in their mind a little bit. So that pretty much wraps up everything on the topic that I had to say. The one remaining thing that I will cover in the podcast was something I promised. I still haven't seen word from Eben Moglen about his opinions of whether this deal violates the GPL. I know Stallman has released a statement saying that it doesn't violate GPL version 2, but it will violate GPL version 3, and they'll make sure that even if they have to change it, that it will. But as soon as Eben, who's the actual lawyer, releases a statement, I will cover that. But like I said, aside from that announcement, this should be the last you hear on this topic. Future podcasts will bring us back to our regularly scheduled programming, if you will. So that is all I have for now, but thanks for listening.